breaking news, and this is a good reason to be breaking into coverage here, as we've got a significant boost to the Jaguars going forward. Pro Bowl linebacker Josh Allen is reaching an agreement and a five-year, $150 million contract, according to ESPN. That's $88 million guaranteed. Action Sports Jack's Brent Martineau, who is up to Augusta, Georgia now. We were waiting on this deal to finally come forward. This is huge news for the Jags to secure him for 5 years.
That's one of the biggest moves in the history of the organization, really, Rich. I mean, it's the richest deal that we've seen for a Jacksonville Jaguar by far, is my guess. And good for Josh Allen and good for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They've got a franchise cornerstone. They drafted him years ago with the 7th overall pick. They've developed him. He's developed himself. And now he just earned a very, very lucrative deal coming off a monster year. And the Jaguars lock him up, and now they free up some more money, too. So I think this is a great win for the Jags, obviously a huge win for Josh and his family. And this is a guy that's always wanted to stay in Jacksonville and be in Jacksonville, be a Jaguar. He's really, you know, feels like he's part of this city and the fabric of what the Jaguars are doing. And he's going to be a part of it for a long time to come.
You know, I always like to use a buddy of mine as a template because he's from Jacksonville. He was an original season ticket holder. And not only did he say, holy crap, but he says, I'm happy for him. He seems like a great guy. How big of a deal is this ultimately to have that guy, that franchise leader, and maybe not the face, because obviously that's Trevor Lawrence, but the other face of the franchise locked in for so long?
I think there's a couple of different things about this deal that make it significant, bigger than the money and bigger than his performance on the field. And I did just mention, like, he's a guy that's wanted to be here. Even when Yannick Ngakoue and Jalen Ramsey and guys like that were asking out during that time, he said, I want to be here in Duval. I want to be a Jacksonville Jaguar. And that's always been his mantra. I think your buddy's right. He is a good guy. Like, that's not just a thing that comes across. He really is. And he's a good locker room guy and a good leader and a good guy to wear that uniform for the city of Jacksonville. And then he's also the second most prolific sack getter in the Jacksonville Jaguars history. And they're not letting that guy walk out the door. I mean, so this guy at the end of this deal will overtake Tony Brackens, and he will lead the franchise in sacks, is my guess. He's some 20 away from that mark. But now we find out if he can become a premier player every single year in the National Football League. So he's going to have to live up to that contract. That's what comes along with the territory. But so much significance to this deal and what it says to the rest of the locker room, what it says to the team, what it says about this franchise, probably to the rest of the league, and also to this fan base who really wanted to keep Josh.
Anything to the timing of it before the draft and not too long after they had put the franchise tag over him?
Well, most people will complain about the timing of it, Rich. I don't think this deal was ever going to get done before the franchise tag. They tagged him, and because they tagged him, they could not tag Calvin Ridley, and Ridley walks into free agency and goes to Tennessee on a lucrative deal. So that's been a little bit of drawing the ire of the fan base. But the bottom line is the timing now sets you up to potentially go get a guy like Brandon Ayuk in a trade or a T. Higgins and give them a lucrative deal, because $24 million just came off the table, at least for now. We'll see how this deal is structured. But if a lot of the bonus money is paid up front, then some of that dollars against the cap won't affect this team this year. So I think this gave the Jags some flexibility. And I'm not predicting they're going to trade for one of those guys and sign them to a big deal, but it opens the door for possibilities like that.
All right, safe drive up to Augusta. How's it going so far? And do you have a favorite this year? John Rahm coming off a pretty significant fourth-round performance last year and holding off Brooks Koepka. Is he your favorite?
Yeah, no, I think Scottie Scheffler's got to be the favorite. He's the favorite everywhere he goes. But you bring up an interesting point. Rahm and Cam Smith and some of these live guys, Brooks Koepka always shows up at the big events. They're in this tournament. And so it's one of the few times in the year now we get to see this mesh of live versus PGA Tour. But Scottie Scheffler is the guy to beat. Tiger Woods is playing this week, but Scottie Scheffler might be on the verge of doing some things that are as dominant in the game of golf since Tiger Woods was dominant in the game of golf.
Get you a pimento cheese sandwich for lunch, okay, brother?
Absolutely, we'll do so, and hopefully the weather stays away. It's supposed to be a bad day up there on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll see on that opening round. We can watch weekend coverage on CBS 47 of the Masters 88th edition. 8:40 in the breaking news. If you're just now tuning in, the Jacksonville Jaguars have signed a five-year contract extension, according to ESPN, with Pro Bowl linebacker Josh Allen, big pass rusher, 17.5 sacks last season. $88 million guaranteed, according to ESPN. Pretty incredible. 8:40 on Jacksonville's Morning News.